We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
A raid by loyalists and British allied Iroquois on a settlement near present-day Port Jervis on July 20th, 1779, led to a pursuit over rocky terrain by a group of determined but misguided militia, and ultimately to a fight to the death on a desolate hilltop overlooking the Delaware River. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county semi-quincentennial commission, and I'll have a look back at the Battle of Minisink, Part 2, right after this.
America turns 250 years old on July 4th, and Sullivan County is celebrating all year long. On July 17th through 19th, it's Patriots Weekend at the Minisink Battleground Park, with reenactors, encampments, exhibits, and demonstrations, music, and much more. It all begins Friday afternoon at 3 with a tour of the exhibits and encampments. Then at 4, reenactor Noah Lewis presents a program about Ned Hector, African-American Revolutionary War hero. Saturday includes another program by Noah Lewis at 11 a.m., followed by the reading of the Declaration of Independence, a passionate loyalist response, and a reenactor's skirmish at 1, and the annual commemoration of the Battle of Minisink at 4. Saturday and Sunday also feature guided walking tours of the Minisink Battleground, and Sunday morning offers military drills by the 5th New York Regiment. The Minisink Battleground is located just off the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 58 County Road 168 in Barryville. All events on Patriots Weekend are free and open to the public.
Joseph Brant and his band of marauders had been tasked by the British military to attack Patriot settlements along the frontier in order to disrupt the Continental Army's supply chain, demoralize the populace, and occupy the militia. And they were very successful at it. Brant and his men had attacked the Neversink Valley in October of 1778, and they returned a second time in July of 1779, laying waste to settlements and absconding with livestock and supplies each time. The second of these attacks brought about the pursuit of several militia units bent on retribution. The militia had pursued Brant to a popular fording spot on the Delaware River. A planned ambush was botched, and soon the two sides were squaring off under a sweltering sun. After a prolonged battle, both sides ran out of ammunition, and the tide swung in favor of the Loyalists. More than 40 of the militia, including Dr. Benjamin Tustin, were killed on the hilltop that day, and their remains were left there for 43 years before an expedition was raised to try to retrieve them. Only a few hundred bones were found, and they were taken to Goshen for burial in a mass grave in the center of town under what is today called the Minisink Monument. Following the battle, Brant and his men, less the three who were killed at Minisink, continued on to their headquarters upstate. Little did they know that their raids on the frontier settlements would soon be coming to an end. George Washington had become aware of the toll the raids were taking and concluded that he had to act swiftly and decisively to put an end to them once and for all. For that, he turned to one of his most trusted aides. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.